الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that it's through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in the masjid and listening to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. In the previous dars, we mentioned the final verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all observant over us. This should have meant that we understood the warning of this surah. We understood the story of the people of the past. And we turned away from the love of the world. And we turned to the love of the akhirah. We turned to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we focused on the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now gives an example of a nation who did not make their sole purpose the akhirah. He gives an example of a nation who makes their sole purpose and maqsad the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, as for mankind, when his Lord tests him, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ, he honors him, وَنَعَّمَهُ, and he blesses him with bounties. فَيَقُولْ, he says, Rabbi Akraman, my Lord has honored me. And he says this in such a way that it's no big deal. You know, I deserve this. Why? He thinks that he deserved this. وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَى, and when his Lord tests him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا, he makes his wealth, his provision, he makes it tight, he makes it less. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, he says, my Lord has disgraced me. So, from this, what happens is that there are a certain group of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses them with wealth. So two things happen. The first thing that happens is they believe that it was through their efforts and through their intelligence that they became so rich. And they believe that this was warranted and I deserved it. And it's not the blessing of Allah. And the second thing they believe in is that they think that whoever has been given wealth, they are close to Allah, and whoever has not been given wealth, they are far away from Allah. However, this cannot be further than the truth. Okay, we take two examples, and upon this we will finish inshallah. The first example we have is the example of Fir'aun. He was the worst of the worst, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with so much wealth. The ulama write that he didn't even have a headache for so many years. And we look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. We see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that for 3 moons would pass and the gas, you know, the fire would not be lit in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which demonstrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had chosen a life of poverty. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the true understanding and the true love of the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us make our sole focus and purpose the akhirah and stay away from and protect us from the love of the dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.